Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Well, Aaron Rodgers got all of the oxygen, but it looks like more trouble could be brewing at Pittsburgh Steelers mandatory minicamp. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, Adam Schefter, and others reporting this morning that TJ Watt, seeking a new contract with the Steelers, will not be attending Pittsburgh's mandatory minicamp. Good morning. What do you make of it?
I think this is a bigger problem than other people have been talking about, because TJ Watt is, let me check the age. Is he 30?
About to be 31.
About to be 31. So he wants the Myles Garrett contract of $40 million per year for who knows how long. He's starting to break down a little physically, and the Steelers probably don't want to make that commitment. That's almost a quarterback-level commitment. So I'll bet you there's a real impasse here.
Okay, so does it get resolved, though? Because here's a couple options of what the Steelers could do.
Yeah.
They could get a new contract done. They probably would pay him around that Myles Garrett number. You're right, it's $40 million. Probably maybe could have gotten an extension done sooner, and maybe the price would have been a little bit smaller, but here we are. It's a lot of money. The second thing they could do is start applying franchise tags. And from what I'm seeing, that he actually would be classified as a linebacker. So that would take the cost to like $28.5 million, which would be big cost savings. But as we know about the franchise tag, you really want to tick somebody off, especially a face of the franchise type, even hint at the franchise tag, and you will get probably World War III. So I don't know if Watt wants to make this really messy, wants to make it really bad. I imagine he wants to stay and retire a Steeler. They got Aaron Rodgers. They're showing you they're going all in for this one season. But what about beyond that? That's the big question.
Well, yeah, but I mean, here's the question. Will he even show up for
the season?
This season, right?
Oh, I call that bluff.
I mean, obviously, Le'Veon Bell famously skipped the whole season with them.
I know, and he gets clowned for that. Like, he's like a cautionary tale.
I mean, Chris Jones went into week two recently with the Chiefs. I don't know if he's there week one if they don't do a deal.
You think he would actually sit out
and
miss games?
I think he would sit out. Yeah, I think so. I mean, just basically, Chris Jones is awesome. He gets along great with the team. TJ Watt does not seem to like the team. He put up an Instagram post with him, put up the peace sign to the team. I don't know that they're on the same page, even as much as Chris Jones and the Chiefs were. So I think a holdout's possible. You think that seems unlikely?
Well, I mean, I kind of said a similar thing about Aaron Rodgers when this thing was dragging out and dragging out. Now Rodgers has signed. He's going to have his press conference today. But you're the Steelers, right? Yeah. You've been making the playoffs on 10-7 and 9-8. It's not like you've been blowing away your competition. And by the way, you're in an extremely tough division. Can you afford not to have TJ Watt for those first couple games of the season? When
no.
You know, this is where the Steelers kind of, this is what they've generally did, and especially last year, you get out to this really good start, and it leaves you a little bit of cushion to suffer a couple losses on the back end and still make the playoffs.
You're absolutely right. No, they can't afford not to have TJ Watt. But what do you think about this issue of his durability and long-term? I think you actually brought up the idea, like maybe you trade a TJ Watt, because if you sign him to, say it's 3 years guaranteed, he's going to be 34. And you look last, what happened at the end of last year, he's a very physical player. I mean, he's like a Tasmanian devil out there when he's rushing the passer. I would be very nervous. I think they'll do it, but I don't think they're going to do it and be happy about it.
Do it, you mean by extending
I think they'll
him.
Sign him. I think they'll sign him or re-sign him before the end of training camp. I think they'll get it done, but I think both sides are going to probably have a little bit of unhappy feelings about this. I bet you TJ Watt has to come down a little bit, and I bet you the team has to make a longer commitment. Because age is a big factor here for a pass rusher.
I get it. I think that if they were going into the season with Mason Rudolph, and it was like, you know what, we're going to kind of see where this thing goes, and we're not sure what's going on with our quarterback, then I would believe a trade could possibly happen. The fact that they did, you know, get Aaron Rodgers, it looks like they really are trying to go for it this year and then see what happens. I don't think there's any way they trade him. As far as the extension is concerned, I wonder if you call his bluff. I wonder if you do say, listen, we're going to apply the you can't apply the franchise tag now. He'd actually have to play the whole season.
This seems like a long way down the road. Yeah, considering he's not at camp today, and he's taking big fines for it.
Man, I can't imagine him not playing games. I just can't.
Yeah, I mean.
And Chris Jones, by the way, remember how silly that kind of looked? I mean, he got his money, so good for him.
Yeah.
But he was up in a box on Monday night watching the Chiefs lose a heartbreaking game, I believe, to the Lions, was it? Things broke right a little bit for Chris Jones because his agents were, like, right next to him. That was not a comfortable situation. And by the way, the Chiefs already had two Super Bowls under their belt. You know, Pittsburgh is not enjoying that same perch.
Well, Tomlin's got one Super Bowl, but you're right. You know, it's funny about you saying, like, if they had Mason Rudolph, maybe they start to rebuild. This is a team that, did they lose Big Ben one season and the next week go out and trade first-round picks for Minkah Fitzpatrick?
Yep.
They do not like the word rebuild. So I don't see that happening either. TJ Watt's a funny player, too. He's definitely a Hall of Famer, I think. If you win Defensive Player of the Year, you're a strong favorite to be a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
But there was
a multi-time All-Pro.
There was a video this year, I don't know if you saw it, where somebody was getting interviewed. It was the Niners, Fred Warner, talking to Julian Edelman, talking about how some pass rushers don't play the run. And it felt like people thought, oh, he's talking about TJ Watt. Mm. Is TJ Watt really the all-around player? I think TJ Watt actually took some shrapnel this offseason because of the way he didn't make any plays last year. I'm a big fan because there's nobody forces fumbles like TJ Watt. Like, he doesn't just get to the quarterback. He's incredible at swiping for the ball. He's been the key to the Steelers going 10-7 the last 3 or 4 years. But I get it. If he gets old and injury prone, then that is not good either.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I know we're on in Steeler country. I know Steeler fans are all across this country. And I'm curious how big of a deal you think this is that TJ Watt is not attending mandatory meeting camp. On the meanwhile.
No.
What the f*** is Aaron Rodgers up to today?
TJ Watt's now a much more famous teammate. Aaron Rodgers is going to be in Pittsburgh today to meet the media.
Probably don't be a freaking weirdo.
Probably get asked about this too. Anyway, Rodgers, bro, do you know where he was yesterday?
Yes, I do.
Cam Hayward's charity golf tournament.
Yeah. By the way, Rodgers, for all the conspiracy, that dude loves golf. Anything he's speaking event, look for the golf course near there. He's appeared in that offseason tournament in July every year forever. Great golfer too.
Sticks in the back of the boo, Chevy Malibu. So I thought this was probably a good move for Rodgers. Cam Hayward,
I want to let you know the people of Pittsburgh will respect the fact you're driving around in a boo, brother.
The way he says brother, it's like the Hulk Hogan impersonation is just full
boo,
on,
brother.
Right? Anyway,
brother,
smart for Rodgers. Cam Hayward was the only person really who spoke out and said, listen, the pitch is if you want to come to Pittsburgh, do you want to come or do you not want to come? I'm not going to roll out the red carpet for Aaron Rodgers. And so obviously this is probably a good PR move for Rodgers to go to Cam Hayward's charity event and maybe show, hey, we're all in this together and united and no divisions here. And I think Rodgers playing the PR game pretty well right now.
Yeah, you know what, though? It means nothing to me because he did all that with the Jets. He went to a bunch of Knicks games, and it really didn't
mean
much. Secret
handshakes with Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, and then we heard all this behind-the-scenes stuff that there were different camps inside the Jets building. I don't worry about that with Pittsburgh because there's really never been two camps there. It's been Mike Tomlin in the defense and the irrelevant offense. So, like, I just think Rodgers will do his thing. Were you worried that there was going to be tension between the defense and the offense?
No, I think a lot of people respected what Cam Hayward had to say. I think he was kind of speaking more for the fans. Hey, do you want to be here? Do you not want to be here? Like, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. We don't need you. We're not going to kowtow to you, all that stuff.
I said, you don't know me. And he said, you don't know me. And then I said, exactly.
But I think Hayward was speaking for a lot of Pittsburgh fans, and I think that there are fans who are still nervous that Rodgers is going to come in and Rodgers up the building.
I said, you don't know me.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
And sort of try to take over.
I bet you Cam Hayward and Rodgers levitate towards each other, because I've heard Rodgers talk about that. There's 22-year-old players in that locker room. He has no idea what to talk to them about. I'm sure him and Cam Hayward will sort of huddle in the corner and talk about dad things or whatever. I don't actually know. Rodgers is not a dad.
Yeah.
But the older player, I mean, he's old now. He should be able to get along with guys. Like, and Cam Hayward is very old too. Like, they should be fine.
I think this is what happened. I think Rodgers went into the Jets and did try to be like the big brother type to the younger guys.
Yeah, he never connected with those guys at all. He's like, you got to bring in some old so I have people to talk to.
Well, serendipitous.
I think he tries to do that, and he definitely made an effort to do that with the Jets. But I think that when things are going badly, you always revert to what you know, which is, okay, bring in Davante Adams. Okay, I want my Alan Lazard. I need my Tim Boyle.
Did he bring Randall Cobb to the Jets?
The first year.
Yeah, yeah, because he needs someone to talk to in the locker room, Maggie. That's not...
Well, I think Randall Cobb, I think he's like the godfather of his kids and stuff.
Yeah.
It's serious.
So he's got to bring those, yeah. Pittsburgh's got enough old guys for him to be okay, I think.
Yeah, totally.
And for Jordan Hudson as well, maybe.
Oh, boy. Who's the Jordan Hudson?
You know, I do think Rodgers probably connected with Tomlin, too, who is sort of... Like, it does feel like now there's... Personality-wise, I'm not worried about the chemistry here.
Probably not. The only thing I would be worried about, and I know they're off to a very good start with, you know, working out together in LA, but, you know, what is DK Metcalf, who is getting paid a lot more than Aaron Rodgers? So that's one metric. Obviously, Rodgers is the Hall of Famer. Yeah. What's the relationship going to be like between Rodgers and Arthur Smith? Rodgers, DK Metcalf?
We do not care.
Are people going to get frustrated on that offense at all? I don't know.
I mean, listen, Mike Tomlin contained Antonio Brown for 6 years. This is not DK Metcalf. He had Martavis Bryant. He's had characters in that building.
You know, that sucked.
I think the health is a bigger concern to me than chemistry. Like, they got to keep all these old dudes healthy. TJ Watt, starting there, by the way, we started this conversation with his contract. They need him healthy, even more than Rodgers. When Watt's off the field, they stink. But look at their record without Watt.
When Rodgers came to New York, we had Gary Wilson, and it seemed like it was going to be a simple thing, and it just wasn't. And Gary Wilson, by the end, couldn't stand him. So, and DK Metcalf is temperamental. So I think it's something to follow, you know.
DK is a little older than
Garrett. Trying to predict what a wide receiver one is going to do in the NFL, good luck to you. You have no idea how those guys are going to respond.
I don't think DK has the cap. First of all, DK is older. He's a lot older than Garrett Wilson.
Yep.
I know DK acts up in games. I don't think he's known as like a locker room problem.
I don't think so either, but neither was Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
Here's another question for you. So the news this morning, according to Adam Schefter, is that TJ Watt is not going to be reporting to mandatory minicamp on the same day that the Steelers are going to introduce Aaron Rodgers. So you get a little good, you get a little bad. Are you surprised Watt's not holding in? And the reason why I say that is like, show up, but don't participate.
Yeah, because, get the money.
Well, he probably doesn't need it, but show the united front. Like, I can't stress enough how much this is an all-in year for Pittsburgh.
How so?
Because of Rodgers.
Yeah, but they're paying him nothing.
But the symbolic nature of it, doesn't matter that it's $10 million or $13 or what have you, like the symbolic nature of bringing in 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers, 41, is that you are going for it. And so I think this happened a little bit with San Francisco, and sometimes it hurt them and sometimes it didn't, where they had guys holding out in seasons where they're trying to win Super Bowls. And sometimes, you know, it hurt them, I think, and did cast a shadow, and some other times they got through it. But I feel like you want to start this thing off on the right foot, don't you?
Do you think the Steelers are an all-in team a la the model of Matthew Stafford and the Rams?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. All-in for what? All-in to go 11-7?
Well, then why bring in Rodgers if you're not trying to win a Super Bowl?
To go 11-7 because you're the Pittsburgh Steelers and that's what you do. Also, too, it's a great deal for them because he is committing nothing to them. They're totally scot-free. They can do, I don't know what that expression is, but
scot-free.
Scot-free. Next season, they can do whatever they want at quarterback, and that's the value of Rodgers to them.
No, nobody's going to be scotch-free in that building if T.J. Watt doesn't show up.
You're
going to need lots of scotch.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a lot of pressure on this year for Steelers. I think there's a kind of a desperate feel to bring in Rodgers.
EJ, can throw a pull-up T.J. Watt to a long-term deal? Yes, no?
Steelers are 15th in Super Bowl odds. You're telling, or they're tied for 15th. You're telling me that's an all-in situation?
Again, the symbolism of it, I think, is huge. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. They could have kept Justin Fields, which we know
they
actually wanted to do. I know, but they got outbid by, what, $15 million for a quarterback? That's an invitation.
I just think the way the Rodgers thing took so long took a lot of that feel away from it. It almost felt like they were the last two people left at the dance. Not like this is all in means, man, it's February 1st. Let's get this guy. We're going to build a champion. Now it's like, you know what? He's there. We need somebody.
This is 2 a.m. at the bar?
This is 2 a.m. Absolutely. And not only that, they have other issues. They drafted like crazy. They could have drafted Shedeur Sanders, but they're like, we need to fix this defense, or it's supposed to be our calling card. I just don't think that this is a all in situation. Again, ask the Pittsburgh fans. Do you feel like they think they're on the brink of a Super Bowl?
Well, I think there's a disconnect between the fans and the team and the fans in the front office. That's I think, a major source of the tension here, if there is some, between the fans of Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, Tomlin seems perfectly happy to have 11 wins.
And I don't think the fan base is feeling that way.
Yeah, but I think Rodgers is more along that line, which if your Super Bowl is your only goal, I don't think Rodgers gets you there.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So again, that is the breaking news from this morning from Adam Schefter. He actually has two little nuggets here. One is that T.J. Watt is not attending mandatory minicamp, and the other, not surprisingly, Trey Hendrickson from the Bengals also not reporting to mandatory.
That's a big llama.
But I think
a lot of sacks, not in camp.
Yeah, that's a funny way to put it. We have the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff. We're all thinking it.
I mean, you got, you know, it's training camp. You got to keep the legs strong. Mm-hmm. No girls.
Ballsack was the best. I said that? We have the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff, the four sports gods. Today, the city of Atlanta is in our sights. So our pal Carl Dukes, who does afternoons in Atlanta, one of the huge sports personalities in Atlanta and just all around great guy. You hear him here on the Infinity Sports Network as well. He will join us next. MMP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Defensive Player of the Week is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. All right, Maggie, you had a strong candidate for Defensive Player of the Week.
Yeah, it's from last night. It's got to be Denzel Clark from your Athletics, Pearl, playing against the Angels, climbing up the wall like Spider-Man and robbing a home run. I mean, that thing was out by 5 or 6 feet.
Amazing. It's my favorite defensive play in baseball, climbing over a fence. I used to pretend I did that all the time as a kid, and I haven't seen one like this in a long time. That was incredible.
And he's a rookie from Canada.
He did it last week too, right?
Just amazing. I didn't realize he's cousins with the Nailers.
Big neck of that family.
By the way, I don't think EJ, who picks us, can do any of the Thunder guys. Because you've done the Dortcher Chamber, you've done Caruso, you've done Kayson Wallace. Like, you got to be bored of the Thunder guys at this point. So I think Maggie, you're right. I think it's baseball.
I think it should be Denzel Clark. This is really EJ picks the defensive player. I think you could also go with Bobrovsky or something from last night if you wanted Florida Panthers goalie. Who'd you pick?
All right, Manny, play it.
And this one to center field. Denzel Clark on the move back after he stepped.
Oh, my God.
And makes another catch.
Oh, my God.
Back to back weeks where he wins the electric play of the week. And he's already on the leaderboard for this week.
You go ahead and book it.
Denzel Clark of the Athletics is the defensive player of the week. That's NBC Bay Area, right? Am I correct on that?
NBC Sports California.
NBC Sports California. Sorry about that. On the call, phenomenal catch. I feel like this is the play that everyone wants to do in your backyard. You just, you throw a ball near a fence, say, go try to catch it. Like, this is like quintessential, perfect kind of baseball play. Incredible. One of the greatest robbies or home run you ever see. So, Denzel Clark, you are the defensive player of the week.
Nitpicking here a little bit. Does a goalie get defensive player of the week? Because they're a goalie. Shouldn't you give it to a defenseman in hockey?
I agree with Perloff.
And it's like you try to do a...
He's the last line of defense, the goalie.
Technically, but it feels weird putting a goalie in there.
Should a pitcher not be awarded defensive player of the week?
Wait, who?
A pitcher?
No.
I would never give a pitcher
an award. Wait. That makes no sense. He has to stop the puck.
I understand.
Oftentimes when he has a lot of saves, it's because the defense is playing bad.
It just feels weird to me.
It doesn't. You're wrong.
Really?
Why? Goalie. Because there's actually a defenseman in the NHL.
I know, but the way that the NHL is weird, though, because everyone does a little of everything, right? So you have, like, awards for the best scoring defenseman and,
Yeah, because I'll tell you, because I feel like goalie is a standalone position. It's like a kicker. Like, there's nothing like a goalie. Like, he doesn't go into categories with other guys. But he's not, like, just one of the guys. He wears different pads. It just feels like he's goalie of the week. Not like, there's an award for defensive player of the year, right? And I assume it's not a goalie.
Oh, all right. I thought you meant that, like, he doesn't do the defense, the defense, like as if like he was just there picking up the scraps of like the defenseman. You're just saying he's not a defender by definition.
I don't know. It just feels like
he's defending the net.
I understand what a goalie does. I'm aware.
I'm not sure that you do.
Yeah. He's the most important defenseman.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. The James Norris Memorial Trophy,
yes,
goes to the top defensive player in the NHL.
Correct.
And that is not a goalie.
Well, but that's because they've got the Vezina, but that's because it's so important that you need its own category.
Right. It separates. It's a little different. It just feels weird. It's like a soccer goalie. I wouldn't call a defenseman either. I'd call the defenseman a defenseman.
But in soccer, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, Manny, if the defense is doing its job, the goalie has less work to do.
Oh, 100%. I play goalkeeper with my friends whenever they're doing their job.
But hockey, you got to make saves no matter what. Like, there are times where goalies don't make a save in a soccer game.
Oh, yeah, that's why I play goalie.
But it's kind of like the argument. I think there's a legit... Pitchers do not belong on this list. And they're very important to keeping the runs out. See, I don't at all. Because the pitcher gets a separate award for defense.
Well, so take the award out of it. Does the pitcher come out with the offense or the defense?
D. defense, Maggie.
Thank you. He's out on the field with the defense.
So why did Greg Maddux get all those gold gloves for defense? Because of his pitching?
Well, because of he's a great fielding pitcher. That's the metric for that award. Why is it all just about what the awards are?
Because I think there's a reason those awards are. Like, defensive player of the week, to me, should never go to a pitcher.
But a pitcher can play defense, but pitching... your pitching argument makes much more sense than your hockey one. I got nothing for.
I just feel like the pitching one I get. Goalie's a standalone. It just feels weird to lump him in these.
But he's a defensive player.
He's
standing with the defense.
No, I understand the function of
a
hockey goalie.
He's actually not allowed to go past
the ice. But a pitcher doesn't score either. So you argue a pitcher should be on this.
So hold on. If a pitcher goes 27 up, 27 down, that's not a great defensive performance?
Yeah, no, it's a great
pitching.
Yeah,
it's a pitching performance.
Right. Yeah, nobody would call that a great defensive performance.
But if he somehow...
Wow, did you see the defense on Paul Skeens last night? Nobody would say
that. So what if he made 4 putouts then? Then it becomes a great defensive performance?
Yeah.
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 That's different.
Put on the poll. Do you consider a pitcher a defensive player?
Oh, yes, please.
Let's get to Bogish and his headlines. As Carl Dukes is going to be joining us in just a few minutes to give us the definitive list on the 4 sports gods from the city of Atlanta.
To recap some of the breaking NFL news you guys have already mentioned, T.J. Watt in Pittsburgh, Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati, both pass rushers not expected to report for mandatory minicamp as their contract disputes continue. If they stay away for all 3 days, which is the expectation, they accrue $104,000 worth of fines. We also have Manny's favorite type of visual stimulation, punting.
Yes.
Yesterday, the Jaguars signed Pro Bowler Logan Cook to a 4-year extension. The reported $14 million annual average value made Cook the highest paid punter, a title he held until this morning, the Seahawks are giving Michael Dixon a 4-year extension, and that one includes $200,000 more than Cook's contract.
This is what I live for.
Punter contract dispute?
This is why I have Adam Schefter tweet notifications on, so I can get punter news.
Is Logan Paul is punting? He's half listening to her.
If it's not Tiana Trump, it's punting. That's all Manny needs.
If she shows up in a Michael Dixon jersey, I'd be like,
watch out.
Girl,
you are a real fan.
Get in a Jalen Brunson jersey.
Do we know, by the way, Perloff and I learned who this woman was yesterday. Bogues, I don't know if you're familiar with her line of work.
Her line of work, yes. She's a defensive player.
Sometimes often. Anyway, we found out who Tiana Trump was yesterday. She's an adult film star.
Yeah.
Halliburton's girlfriend.
And she was wearing a Tyrese Halliburton jersey. Do we know, by the way, I don't know when that photo was taken. Was it before one of the game winners, or was it before, he went 2-for-7 through the first 3 quarters? Like, good luck or bad luck is what I'm asking.
I have no idea. It surfaced between game 1 and 2.
It's probably bad luck. Ask Zion Williamson. It's probably bad luck.
Oh, she's involved with him too?
No, but Zion Williamson seems to be involved with those individuals in that line of work.
Yeah, give it 5 minutes is what you're telling me.
Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers took a 2-0 lead into the second period, but the Oilers scored just 100 seconds into that frame, gaining some momentum, which lasted for roughly 80 seconds.
Far corner, bumped down by Barkov. A battle for a loose puck. Panthers have it. Reinhardt, a shot. He scores! Out of the far circle, off the iron and in. Sam Reinhardt gets the Panthers up by a pair once again. Exactly 3 minutes into period number 2. 3-1 Panthers.
That's Doug Plagans on Panthers radio. Florida scored again before the second was over, then won the game 6-1 for a 2-1 series lead on Edmonton. Head coach Paul Maurice not mincing words about the importance of that Reinhardt goal.
Sam Reinhardt goal is the inflection point of the game. So a 2-1, especially based on what both teams have kind of been through in the first two, there is no lead at that point, and Sam's goal was very important for us.
Maggie's Oilers played their worst game in weeks. That included 21 penalties, totaling 85 minutes. They do get an extra day to recover. Game 4 not until Thursday night in Florida. Baseball last night, somebody cares. The Phillies busted their 5-game drought, 4-3-11 over the Cubs. The Braves snapped their 7-game skid with a 7-1 win in Milwaukee. And here's a good one. Florida A&M AD Angela Suggs was just arrested on fraud charges. She allegedly used a corporate credit card for personal purchases totaling $24,000 at her previous job. At last check, she still has her current job while this all plays out.
That doesn't seem like a bright idea.
Do we know what the purchases were? Like, do we get the itemized receipt?
Travel. personal travel that she then put under like expense, like meal expenses at work.
Yeah, isn't that one of the great all-time scams, right? Is when you're supposed to, you travel somewhere and then you have like one business lunch and then you put the whole thing under a business lunch?
Yep.
So people are getting busted for that now?
No, this is more than that. Okay. Yeah, this is more than that.
The way you asked that seemed very pointed, right?
Yeah.
Just want to see what
I'm
in
stop?
For. No.
How long is she going to jail for?
No credit, no company credit card over here, which by the way is a lot. It was nerve-wracking to me to have a company credit card.
Oh, yeah, that does sound dangerous.
Well, not because I was tempted to do anything. It's just there's so much you have to make sure it all, everything has to add up, every last cent, you know, and all of your receipts. And if you don't stay on top of it, then they build up and all of a sudden you're getting hauled off to jail because you had 20.
Well, I also feel like when you have the company credit card and your coworkers know it, they try to be like, you have to pay, you buy us that.
No, but that's why you're there is to pay for everything.
But then you're going to be like, if you're doing a TV production, everyone's like, well, you got to buy this thing at the Dick's Sporting Goods. And all of a sudden you're the one.
And how do you categorize it? It's a lot. And people flag your receipts all the time. Better off. Okay. Bogues, thank you so much. We've been doing the Mount Olympus Project. Maggie and Perloff determine the four sports gods from every great sports city in this country and parts of Canada. Today we find ourselves, where else? Atlanta, Georgia. And to figure out what we got right and what we got wrong, we have to turn to an expert on the subject. Carl Dukes, 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell, you can hear him right here on the Infinity Sports Network as well. There's nobody's opinion we trust more than Carl Dukes. Carl, good morning. Thank you so much for doing this. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Maggie and Perloff, how are you guys? Perloff, before we get started,
yeah,
I gotta ask you a question, man. I heard you were getting people front row seats at the Garden, and I'm just wondering what a brother has to do to get those seats with you. I'm just wondering.
So it was, we have a hookup. Front row seats of the Garden. Our producer, EJ, though, here's the thing, Carl. I'm not sure you want to do this. He had to sit next to James Dolan for 3 hours. And he had to be on his best behavior. It was stressful. I'm a Sixers fan. I rooted for the Knicks that night just to make Mr. Dolan happy. Do you still want him?
Under those circumstances, let me rethink this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point.
Wait, Carl, you also have to understand that you can go with Perloff, and he does have the hookup, and it's amazing. You will be watching the Washington Wizards. Not be watching. It will not be game three against the Pacers.
You big dummy.
I might be able to get a Hawks game in there, but the Hawks have a special draw up here in New York. People like that game.
They do. They do. And they hate Trae Young. So
that's why.
That's part of it. Yeah.
Could you boo Trae Young if you were sitting next to Dolan? That's the question.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. He would look at me because I do some of their games. He would be like, really, bro?
You get one sight of Chalamet and all of a sudden you're booing me. Carl Dukes is here. 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell, they are the biggest thing in Atlanta. And that's why we had to bring you on, Carl, because we're doing the Mount Olympus of the sports gods from Atlanta. There can be only four. And I'll just give you ours. So Perloff and I both put two of the same people. One, Dominique. Two, Michael Vick. We split on the second two. I went with Greg Maddux and Deion Sanders. Playing two sports in one city at the same time, I feel like, earns you a spot on Mount Olympus. Perloff, you went with who?
Hank Aaron and Chipper Jones.
Okay, so Carl, before we get your Mount Olympus, when you give us the definitive sports athletes, figures, what have you, from Atlanta, what did we get right? What did we get wrong?
Well, I think you both got, you said Dominique, right?
Yeah.
You both had Dominique. You both got that right. There's never been a more, especially when it comes to hoops, a transcendent figure here in Atlanta than Neek. He calls the Hawks games. He's beloved. He has a statue out in front of the arena. He is a Hall of Famer. He had great battles with some of the all-time best. I mean, that's a no-brainer, especially from the NBA standpoint. There's never been a more impactful player than Dominique in Atlanta. The interesting thing is the split on the Braves. The Henry Aaron, guys, is a no-brainer as well because Henry Aaron transcended the game unlike any other player, and he meant so much to this Atlanta community. I don't know if there's ever been anyone else, to be quite honest with you, whether it's Vic, which we'll get to, or Matt Ryan, or, you know, Tom Glavine, who I have over the other big three. The big three was Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavine. But as far as you know, Henry Aaron, his grace, he dealt with so much racism. We forget about the time period in which he was coming up, and certainly he battled the home runs. He was so consistent, but he was a special individual. And so the Braves, they recognize Henry Aaron every chance they get because they know what he meant to this community. So I'm going to tell you, Henry Aaron and Dominique, those are two there. The split on the pitchers, the big three, I'm going to go with Tom Glavine, and here's why. Glavine, of the big three, had 8 all-star appearances. He was tied with Smoltz, but he had the most 20-win seasons of those three pitchers or those two guys. But he also, ironically, I think had one of the most iconic commercials in the history of the game, and that's Chicks Dig the Long Ball. That commercial, you play that commercial now, and you're still laughing because McGuire and Sosa are doing their thing, and these guys are like, look, we're winning 20 games a year. What do we have to do? So from that standpoint, I just think Glavine, and by the way, guys, he won more games than the other two as a Brave. So those are the criteria for me to put him on the Mount Rushmore for Atlanta, but you could easily have all three there, and I don't think that there's a bad choice. But let's talk about Mike Vick real quick. There's never been a more electric, entertaining player in the history of Atlanta, but let alone, guys, I'm going to tell you the NFL. When Mike Vick came into the league, we also forget that he was the first African-American quarterback selected number one overall. The Falcons traded to make that move. And when they did, the city was crazy. And ironically, for those outside of Atlanta who don't know this, Arthur Blank lowered the ticket prices so they could fill the Georgia Dome. You could get a $10 ticket in the top of the Georgia Dome back then because the anticipation of what this meant. And the Falcons had never done anything like this before. Then Vic comes into the league, and we know he was unbelievable. Now, he never won a Super Bowl. He, you know, had playoff appearances, the big win in Green Bay. But I just think that moment in time, we'll never experience that again. And I'm going to tell you, there are athletes who come and go here in Atlanta, and everybody always compares them to Mike Vick. So Vick is on there despite his troubles off the field just because of what he did for the city and how he made the city become even bigger than what it was.
Carl Dukes is joining us from 92.9 The Game in Atlanta, Dukes and Bell. You can also hear him right here on the Infinity Sports Network. He does an incredible job. Yeah, put up your Dukes, put them up. I love that. So here's what I was a little surprised by, Carl, because we got a lot of phone calls about the four sports gods of Atlanta. One, Bobby Jones made in a lot of sports calls. And two, okay, Herschel Walker did not. And I'm curious because I know it's a little different. It's Athens. It's not Atlanta. But it is Georgia, the university of, which is, we know, such a huge part of American sports. And Walker is the Heisman Trophy winner and the sports god of the Bulldogs. Are you surprised we got more calls about Bobby Jones as like the godfather of the Masters as opposed to Herschel Walker?
No, because the Masters is such a huge, ginormous event here and worldwide. And Bobby Jones, you know, orchestrated that. And golf is such a big deal here. There is nothing, you guys know, there's nothing like the Masters event. People come from all over the world. And for Georgia to be able to claim that and say, hey, it's ours and there's nothing like it and the coverage it gets. So I'm not surprised because golf is huge. But I will tell you that I do not think Herschel Walker, and this is not a personal dig at him, I just don't know if Herschel, he was an unbelievable athlete, Heisman Trophy winner, arguably the greatest running back in the history of Georgia football. But I don't know if he came across to connect with fans in a way that some of these other players did. And that may be the reason why you say, all right, well, why is he higher or why do people think that this guy was better? I'll give you an example. I would put Chipper Jones on the list before I would put Herschel Walker, because Chipper Jones, one of the all-time third basemen in baseball history, had an unbelievable career here in Atlanta, won a World Series, was instrumental in so many things with the Braves while they were winning in the 90s and winning all those division titles. And then I would also put Matt Ryan above him, because Matt Ryan led the Falcons to a Super Bowl, was the NFL MVP, and his career, he's going into the Hall of Fame as well. I just feel like those guys, for me, would be higher on the list than Herschel Walker. And I think that may be part of this, is that fans connected with those guys a little bit more than they did Herschel.
All right, Carl, since we have you, we have to ask about the big story in Falcons camp right now. Is Kirk Cousins going to be there by week one?
I don't think he's landing on any Mount Olympuses, by the way, Atlanta sports. I don't think Kirk Cousins, this has not been a rosy relationship between him and the team.
He could be the backup Mount Olympus. He's the
Maggie Perloff, I've been so PO'd about this whole situation. It's been a mess. Perloff, I've said he's going to be here. I predicted that he would be here past June 1st, which was obviously just passed, and they could have taken the cap hit, spread it out over 2 years, and, you know, been done with this. They've not released him. They've not done that. They have told me, and I've talked to many folks in the organization, that they were serious. I don't think anybody believed it, in keeping him. They were adamant about he will be here and he will be our backup. They just didn't want to give him away, and they didn't want to take that huge cap hit that they would have taken by releasing him months ago. So he called Arthur Blank. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this story, but he wanted to talk to Arthur about being traded, and he said he wanted to go to a contender. And Arthur was on the phone with him allegedly an hour, and Arthur Blank said, I even took notes because he wanted to be respectful of Kirk. But, guys, he's here. I don't know if he's going to be speaking at all. This is Michael Penix's team now. And if something happens, it's going to be because somebody, unfortunately, gets hurt in the NFL and they absolutely need a quarterback and they're willing to come and possibly trade for him. That's the only way this is going to get resolved. If not, he's here and the Falcons are just fine with it.
Carl, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. We listen to you all the time. We love you and Mike Bell. 92.9, The Game in Atlanta, and of course right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Carl Dukes, thank you, Carl, for giving your definitive list of sports gods of Atlanta.
Maggie and Perloff, have a great day. Put them up!
I feel a little bit better about leaving Evander Holyfield off now that Carl didn't mention him, because I was feeling bad about that for the last hour and a half.
Well, right, because we did Joe Lewis in Detroit, and Evander Holyfield, I do think, has that kind of impact.
Yep.
It would have been a good choice, but again, that's the challenge with all these Mount Olympuses. You just get four. There are plenty of worthy candidates. Carl just named a bunch of them.
I know. So you have Hank Aaron, obviously, yeah. And we both put him on for Milwaukee, where yep. He obviously hit a lot of home runs and had a huge impact. But yes, the cultural impact. And Michael Vick, the cultural impact, too.
I think generally, too, when you talk about Hank Aaron, most people think Atlanta before Milwaukee.
Well, that's because he is the famous breaking Babe Ruth's record happened in Atlanta.
But... yeah, and also is the more recent, too. I know he came back to play with the Brewers, the different team at the end of his career, but I think that he was more famous as an Atlanta Brave. Again, I know it's, obviously you are not disparaging Hank Aaron.
I want to recognize what he did.
If we were going to say one city for Hank Aaron, I would say Atlanta, actually. I would not say Milwaukee, but he's the kind of guy. There's a few guys who we're going to make two. I have another one. In fact, there might have been other guys that we've done two, but there's a two coming up. A guy who could be on. Oh, yeah. I'll just say, yeah. I think Clyde Drexler has a shot to make two, which is interesting because he made my Portland.
Yep, mine too. But
anyway, to college happens, in Houston.
Yep, when we go to Houston, which is going to be happening soon. Appreciate Carl. Love listening to him and Mike. Dukes and Bell are fantastic. They'll be all over that Kirk Cousins thing too, mm-hmm. because they are, I think Kirk has not appointed himself well, really, in Atlanta. I think people are, I think they're sick of it. I'm also thinking, what are the notes that Arthur Blank was taking when they were doing the phone call?
Wait, I don't think they blame Kirk, though. I think they blame the team. This is 100% on the Falcons.
There might not be a lot of trust there.
I mean, not a trust. It's just like, what kind of team pays up for the number one quarterback of free agency and then drafts another one at eight? They don't seem like they know what they're doing. I think that's the bigger problem. In fact, I'll bet you the ownership's like, focus on Kirk because we got bigger problems.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Get back to the big story from this morning. Somebody is not showing up to mandatory minicamp, and it's a big deal. We'll tell you next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. All right, so we got some big training camp news for you. Mandatory mini camp news. TJ Watt not showing up. Wants a new contract in Pittsburgh, Pearl. Is going into the last year of his deal, and he's going to be staying away. Ditto for Trey Hendrickson, although that's not that surprising. And then you just saw some news about Terry McLaurin from the Washington Commanders.
Reportedly not going to camp. That's been the big story. So Terry McLaurin not happy with his contract. They need him. But everyone we're talking about, the Commanders need Terry McLaurin as much as the Steelers need TJ Watt. Do you agree?
I do. And I think that these players understand, especially for Washington and for, well, actually all three, Washington, Pittsburgh, and for Cincinnati. These are all teams that think they're slam dunk playoff teams. Super Bowl contenders, all right, maybe we could split hairs about that. But you're telling me Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Washington aren't under pressure to, you know, for Washington to follow up last year, make sure that doesn't look like a fluke.
Yep.
Pittsburgh, they obviously, Tomlin's got his record on the line of over 500. They got Rodgers in the building now.
And they're terrible without Watt. The record is awful.
Terrible. And then for Cincinnati, you're coming off a healthy Joe Burrow year when you didn't make the playoffs. Well, everyone should be feeling uncomfortable after a season like that.
I would say the one thing about Cincinnati, they cut a linebacker yesterday. I'm like, anyone who was on that defense last year, I don't know that they were doing anything right. So I'm not as worried about Cincinnati bringing their defense back. I think they need to start over and get a whole new group in there. Hendrickson's the one good player, but it's a bit of a different situation than the other two to me.
Yeah, they have a new defensive coordinator. Al Golden is the new defensive coordinator in Cincinnati, if that one kind of slipped under the radar. But meanwhile, so that it's a big deal to me. I think the biggest deal out of all three of these is TJ Watt, because to me, the Rodgers signing is trying to symbolize an all-in type of season. You know, if you are the Washington Commanders, first of all, as a fan, you're just so happy your team is not embarrassing anymore.
Jaden Daniels.
You've got Jaden Daniels, but that's the cool thing about having a great quarterback. And we think Jaden Daniels is going to continue on this rise. You know, you might be able to interchange the wide receivers a little bit more when you have a stud at quarterback. Maybe you feel like, all right, well, if it's not Terry McLaurin, maybe we can make it work with XYZ.
Well,
and McLaurin, I love.
So the, you know, Jaden Daniels on his rookie deal, you got to have as much talent as possible. This is when you pay up for Terry McLaurin.
But what if I told you ESPN 30 for 30 style. What if I told you Terry McLaurin's 30 years old, and I know how you feel about wide receivers who are 30?
Yeah, I feel like he's 30's fine. I think he's got, the way he plays, he's got two or three more good years. So by the fifth year, then move, by the fifth year of Jayden Daniels, when you have to pay him, then you move off of Terry McLaurin. And by the way, Debo, I've seen all these videos of my Instagram of Debo getting cooked in practice. So I don't know what that means, but he is legit. He's old and beat up, but he, I'm sure he'll show up come game time. But I think this is a, this is an all-in around Jayden Daniels year, for sure. This is when you pay up, even more so than TJ Watt and these guys. You have to take advantage of this rookie deal.
So you think in order of importance of who gets their deals first, you think it's Terry McLaurin, then who?
God. You know, I'm going to go back. I would say Watt first, because the Steelers win at about a 30% clip when he's not on the field. Then McLaurin, then Hendrickson. How do you do it?
I think it's Watt first, then McLaurin, then Hendrickson. Yeah, we're going to be simpatico.
But I think there is a lot going on. And I'll tell you, I think I'm glomming off of you a little bit. You loved some Terry McLaurin, some scary Terry.
He's so good. He was playing with nobody for years.
And he's just good. and by the way, you know who gave him the nickname Scary Terry? My friend Case Keenum.
All right.
Yeah, he said, I called him Scary Terry when he was just a rookie. Third-round pick out of Ohio State, because he was in an Ohio State receiver room with like five other NFL players, and you never knew much about him. He actually came in as a special teams demon, too, and he's just fantastic.
Would T.J. Watt actually miss games if this went that far? I just can't imagine it.
It doesn't seem like a Watt brother move, but he doesn't seem happy.
Thank you, DJ Stewart. Thank you to Manny Rodriguez. Thank you, Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, Carl Dukes, who joined us, Weedo's Coffee Drinkers, everyone who weighed in on the Mount Olympus of sports gods from Atlanta. Tomorrow, we head to our nation's capital, D.C.
I'm the captain.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.